All right. It is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, May 24th. We are here for our regularly scheduled commission meeting. I have asked Ashley from Animal Care to lead us in the pledge. All right, we'd like to excuse Commissioner Stevenson as he is attending a UTA event. There's some other meetings for that. We'll move down to presentations, informational items. I haven't had the mic in front of me for a couple weeks, obviously. All right, Curtis, take it away.
Sounds good. Thank you, Commissioner. No resignations here.
Yeah, I know. Feel like some days.
We have before you today our Davis Park Golf Course Driving Range Facility construction project. The RFP has gone out, and we received four vendors that have submitted proposals, and we would just read those into the record. Cinnamon Creek Construction LLC, Crew General Contractors, Inc., Jardine Maleska Construction Services LLC, and Valley Design and Construction. So those will be reviewed, and we'll come back to the commission with a recommendation. It'll be reviewed by a selection committee and brought back to the commission.
All right, open up to public comment. Ask anybody in the public that have 3 minutes to be able to state their name and where they're from. That is now open. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to our business and action items. First up is Animal Care Director Ashley Young. Ashley.
The first item on the agenda today is the approval of our summary list of animal adoptions for April of 2022. We did have 129 total adoptions, one bird, 61 cats, 60 dogs, and seven other species. This month that did consist of several turtles and guinea pigs. The second item on our list is the amendment to the interlocal cooperative agreement to provide animal services to Boyer Hill Military Housing. This is receivable in a total of $5,702.93. This did begin on the 1st of January of 2022 and goes through December 31st of 2022.
Thank you. I move approval of items 1 and 2 as presented.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Ashley.
All right, moving down to Clerk Auditor's Office, Clerk Curtis Koch.
Thanks, Commissioner. Last week on May 18th, 2022, we held the delinquent real property tax sale, and we started this year with 35 homes, 29 parcels of land, and six commercial properties. Over a period of time and through extensive work by the Tax Administration Department, we held the sale, and there were only 12 parcels of land that were sold at the sale. All of the other parcels and businesses and homes were redeemed prior to the sale. We did utilize the traditional bidding process that was used, and all parcels were sold as a whole and not broken down into smaller pieces. I am here today requesting approval of the ratifying of the sales, approval of the minutes, and to approve the auditor tax deeds that will be recorded. And as a point of personal privilege, I'd like to thank the folks down in our tax administration department, especially Sherry Mayer and Salika Laulu. They put a ton of effort into this. And when I talk about effort, it's effort to notify the public and make sure that we sell as few properties as possible, making sure that people understand what's at stake when their homes are listed on this sale. We do not want to sell homes, and so we work extremely hard to notify them and give them the opportunity to redeem those, and grateful for that effort. And what it yielded this year, where we had no homes or businesses sold.
Great. Thank you, Curtis. I move that we accept the bids for the May 18th, 2020 delinquent tax sale and are grateful to everyone who helped with all those properties.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
on to the next application, the auditor.
Commissioners, what we have before you, and this will take a little more time, is as we've worked through the America Rescue Plan funds, state and local fiscal recovery funds, or as we like to call them, SLUFRF, we've been working with a variety of projects and moving them forward. Part of that process is to present to you today the scope for several of those projects and approve those. We'll have a memorandum of understanding coming forward in the future as well. But this is part of the documentation process to make sure that we are dotting every I, crossing every T, and making sure that we're in compliance so that hopefully when the time comes that we have federal auditors in our office or in our county, we can show them that we did everything correctly. So with that, I will go through and read through those. And I apologize, all right, looks like our first one is with the Davis Education Foundation. No, that is not correct. I apologize. Do we have a list of those in here? Sorry about that. Thank you. All right. Our first one. All right, is with the Davis County Health Department for $2.7 million. And this is for ongoing mitigation of COVID. Our second one, we have a statement of work of $15 million. This is to go towards an emergency operations center for Davis County. Next, we have for $510,000, this is with Davis County, and this is for the drive-through vaccination clinic that we operated. I apologize. I want to make sure that this is the 10 most. Excuse me. This is for the renovation of the old jail visiting center. We are going to modify that for our ankle monitoring program that came about through COVID, and as well as virtual court appearances and remodeling that area. Next, we have for $2 million going towards West Point City for the expansion of a sewer project out in that section of the county. We have this is $300,000 going towards the renovation at the health department for a permanent vaccination clinic in their facilities. Next, we have $2,153,460 going towards the Davis School District Homeless Teen Center to assist with that project, the capital construction of that homeless teen center. We have $414,711. This is for the hang on, I apologize. This is for the drive-through clinic that took place at the Legacy Event Center at the beginning of Sluffruff being allocated to Davis County. Next, we have $568,000, and this is for pretrial services to help with the backlog of individuals that came through the justice system, but when the court shut down. And we have a couple more of those coming, not only with pretrial services, but with our attorneys and with our legal defenders. Next is the legal defenders at $811,135 for the backlog to help assist with the backlog. And then finally, we have $2,482,753 to help with the backlog of the Davis County Attorney's Office. And that that's our first round of Sluffruff, the statement of work that's being presented to you. And we would ask for your approval of those projects so that we can move forward on those.
Okay. That represents a ton of work. Lots and lots and lots of work. Thank you so much for being very careful as you went through that, Curtis. And I move approval of items, well, of item number four.
And I second that. And we had a lot of work sessions on these items and had a lot of discussion on how those funds would be used. And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next item is me, approval of a cancellation of regular Davis County Commission meetings on June 14th, 2022 and June 28th, 2022 at 10 a.m. as we have some conflicts on those dates, and so we were going to move to cancel those.
Move approval.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then also we have the ratification, a donation for the Safe Night graduation parties for 10 high school graduation celebrations with the Davis Education Foundation, payable in the amount of $5,000. And that comes from our funds that we've collected over the years from the gala and also the golf tournaments still.
Was to be used for youth charities until it runs out.
Yep.
Yep. Very good. I move approval of item six.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Kamala.
Thank you. All right. Item number seven is a ratification of an agreement with Davis Behavioral Health. This is for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Area Plan for the state fiscal year 2023 to be submitted to the state of Utah. I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving down to Community and Economic Development, Director Kent Anderson.
Morning, Commission. Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. Item number eight is an approval of the standard service contract with KSL.com, Deseret Digital Media, for 2022 media buys. Terms payable in the amount of $16,200 beginning 3/1/2022 to 12/31/2022. This is for additional marketing of our Discover Davis, for particularly for events. Item number nine is acceptance of a real estate purchase agreement for real property known as part of tax ID number 11-114-0077, obtained by Davis County through a tax sale, terms receivable in the amount of $548.80. Item number 10 is an acceptance of a real estate purchase agreement for real property known as part of tax ID 11-114-0077, obtained by Davis County through a tax sale, terms receivable in the amount of $2,774.04. Both of those items are part of those tax IDs, so that's not the whole things, but included is a legal description that narrates that out. It's both to the same family. Item number 11 is finalization of a real estate purchase agreement dated March 31, 2022 for real property known as tax ID number 05-048-0016. Item number 12 is an approval of a resolution interlocal agreement with Woods Cross City for the 1100 West Reconstruction Project. This is terms payable in the amount of $1,251,312 beginning 524, or no, it's going to be beginning 524-2022. extending to 5/24/2024. And this was a recommendation that came back in November from the commission. This is one of our third quarter projects. Item number 13, this is looking for direction to move forward with an agreement and taking a piece of property to the property committee. It's an approval of a grant application with West Bountiful City to use Proposition 1 transportation funds to complete the DSB Canal Trail from approximately 700 West to 600 West. Terms payable the amount of $37,097.85. There's just a small piece of this trail that's still not existing. Speaking with Adam Wright, he'd be comfortable in general on an extension of an easement for the construction of that trail. But the next steps for us would be to take this easement request to the property committee and then back to commission, as well as coming back with an agreement.
Very good. Thank you, Kent. I move approval of items 8 through 13 as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Facilities Director Lane Rose.
Morning, Commission.
Morning.
Lane Rose, Facilities Director. Item number 14 before you is a contract with GSH Geotechnical Consultants Incorporated. This is to perform a site-specific seismic study out of Legacy. We originally had a geotechnical report already come back to us, and due to their findings, it put us in a site class F, which by code requires us to do a deeper dive into the seismic study, potentially saving us tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars and not having to pour bigger footings and foundations. The terms on this, or it's payable in the amount of $18,600, beginning 5/24/2022, ending 9/30/2022.
All right. Thank you, Lane. I move approval of this contract.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh.
With this one, okay. I need to jump in after.
All right. And I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Then we go move on to our health director, Brian Hatch. Curtis?
Commissioner, before Brian jumps in, I need to jump back to item number 4. I did not mention or give notice of the $2 million to the Safe Harbor Crisis Center to help with a domestic violence shelter building, a construction of a facility there, and so we would need to have that approved as well.
And is it the shelter or is it the transitional housing? I'm trying to remember.
Transitional housing, yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So I move approval of that item as well.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Brian.
Brian Hatch, Director of Health. Several items here. The first is an approval with a standard internship agreement with Southern New Hampshire University. This is just to allow for students to do their internships through us that are doing online courses or degrees with them. So that one would begin 5/5/2022. The next is an internship agreement with Weber State University to facilitate opportunities and educational experiences for students, again beginning 5/24/2022. Number seven.
So it looks like we got these broken up. So health,
health community services. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You guys break it up.
Okay, you're good to go then. Okay.
Go ahead, Brian.
Those are our divisions.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we mentioned those divisions.
Okay. The next one is approval of our TB prevention and control amendment with the Utah Department of Health, increasing our contract funds in the amount of $7,725 increase and beginning 2/1/2022 and run into 12/31/2022.
Great. And so that's health epidemiology. I move approval of 16 and 17.
Second. Oh, we got 15.
And Brian, wait a second. Did you already give the terms on 17?
No.
Okay, thank you. Let me go back then. I move approval of 15, 16, and 17. Yes.
All right, second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Now on to health admin.
Well, I still got 2. Oh. And 19.
Okay.
Are you looking at a different sheet than
No, they put health admin on theirs. They've had me write it in.
Okay.
So yeah. It's under the health admin. Yours is okay. Go ahead.
When I present them for you,
I'll just keep talking until I get to 23.
That works for us. Go for it.
Okay. Keep going. When I present them, I always just give the various different areas of the health department they come from. So that's all this is doing. Okay. Sorry, we're chopping you up here.
I look at it as one department.
I know, yeah, as you must.
Okay, was I on 18?
You're on 18.
Okay, 18. This is a approval of our Davis County Minimum Performance Standards Agreement with the Utah Department of Health. This is increasing our minimum performance funding that we receive from the state. This is in the amount of $490,964, beginning 7/1 of 2022 and running to 6/30 of 2023. Just as a note, that went up this last session. $4 million additional was approved statewide for public health. And so our increase, we went from about 170 to 490 of ongoing funds for public health.
Good.
The next is a request for reappointment of a Board of Health member, Mr. Troy Wood. He's up for reappointment. We're putting forward to you our recommendation from the Board of Health that he be reappointed for an additional term, running from 7/1/2022 to 6/30 of 2025. If you would allow me, I'll skip 20, and I'll bring Rochelle up to talk a little bit more about that, but I'll do the other three. 21 is an agreement with the Bountiful Historic Preservation Foundation in conjunction with Bountiful City to use two of our health department or our senior service buses to transport citizens as part of a historical home tour. We've done this for several years now. What this agreement is the receivable for the amount of time that we spend transporting seniors during that event and reimbursing us for gasoline, etc. And that would begin 7/16/2022 and end the same day, 7/16/2022. The next is an approval with an internship agreement with Brigham Young University for student opportunities, again, starting 5/24 of 2022. And the last one is a summary list of memos of understanding through our RSVP program to place volunteers in different locations, Open Doors, Bountiful Museum, Syracuse Regional Museum, and the Davis School District. And that would be every school is included in that agreement there. So I'll turn just a little bit of time over to Rochelle to talk about 20.
Rochelle Blackham, the Senior Services Director. I like to take every opportunity I can to promote senior services, so Brian's been so kind. Before you is the fourth year of the four-year plan for aging services. So give you a little bit of background. It is required through the Older Americans Act of 1965 that every area aging agency has a plan. To put it in perspective, it's basically like a strategic plan. We make goals at the beginning of the 4 years, and then we report on the activities that we've completed as well as future plans for the next year. So what you'll see included in this 25-page document is just the ways that we helped promote good mental health days for seniors. Highlighting a couple of those is it's kind of a big deal combating social isolation in the last couple years. One of the things we're really excited to bring is new live virtual tours for seniors to do at the senior centers or within their homes, since traveling is still something that they're doing with caution. So that's one thing we look forward to. We highlighted all of our support classes for the different caregivers for dementia, for people caring for their parents or neighbors, lots of classes. We supported the seniors to remain in their homes and community by creating healthy and safe environments, which includes our Meals on Wheels program. This also includes access to medical services, our medical transport. So as you read through that, you can see the activities as it relates to those items. We continue to make efforts in elder justice with our CAPE Coalition, Commissioner Kamalu, attends as well. It's the Coalition for Abuse and Prevention of Elderly. Lots of different agencies participate, share resources, and we try to help out seniors. Unfortunately, there are a lot of cases of fraud that target our seniors. Later part of this document includes what we anticipate our services to be next year on all of our different programs. And it hits a little bit on what we plan to do in the future. So just to highlight a couple of those, we are currently doing a community health assessment that focuses on seniors, so a senior assessment to really see what the health is, what resources are out there, gather all that data so we can make informed decisions for our next four-year plan. We intend to look at how we did during the pandemic as it relates to seniors, if there were any gaps, identify areas where we could have done better. However, I do think we did really good offering homebound vaccinations. We offered to drive them through the drive-through clinic. So I think we had some areas of greatness there. And then obviously, if you have any questions about the document, please let me know. And Commissioner Kamala, thank you for sitting on our senior advisory board, who has helped a lot with this as well.
Thanks, Michelle. And the tours, they can look at tours through what kinds
Yes, so each senior center is offering a different location. So we're headed, I think we went to Costa Rica and the guy got stuck in the mud. It was quite entertaining. So there's a downside to live tours. But each senior center does a different one each month. They can participate on their phone or come to the senior center to watch it. So just reach out to the senior center, or our newsletter includes it, all those items. So,
Okay, so we approved through 17, or
yep, through 17. So we've got 18 through 23.
All right. So now I move approval of the agenda items 18 through 23 as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to Human Resources Director Chris Bone. Oh. Todd Unsaker, Legal Defenders. Hey, Todd. And introduce yourself on the mic, too, again.
Yes, Todd Unsaker, Director of the Davis County Legal Defender Program. I'm here to seek approval of an agreement with Mike Bowis to provide legal defender services for indigent persons appearing in Davis County. As you may know, one of our longtime defenders, Mark Arrington, resigned his contract in order to become a prosecutor for Layton City. So Mark, who'd been with us at least 15 years, is moving on. Mike Bowis comes from Weber County. He's a 1993 graduate of BYU, summa cum laude, very active in the bar, member of the Bar Arbitration Committee for, I think, since 1997 up to today. So he's a good addition to our team. We interviewed a number of applicants, and everybody who is in participating in that ranked Mike as our number one pick, so we're glad to have him. Contract amount is payable for $62,222.23 beginning June 10th, 2022, and it takes it through the end of the year, and at the end of the year converts to a regular annual contract like our other defenders and carries through to December 31st, 2024.
So that amount is prorated then for that period of time? Very good. Thank you. No, I didn't know about Mark, so kind of sad to lose him, but I guess congratulations to him, too.
Yeah, congratulations to Mark. I think that there'll be a change of pace for him. Mike has a lot of experience, though. We were concerned whether we can get somebody with as much experience as Mark, and actually Mike has more defense experience than even Mark did, so he's a good addition to our team.
Well, most definitely. I've certainly become aware of how not only important, but how unique it is in public defense, I think. You want people who are very good at public defense.
We're fortunate to have good relationships with the prosecutor's office and sheriff's office. Matter of fact, I noted the, I'm glad I'm not gonna say as many presentations as Chief Polson, but a number of the items are the SCRAM program, which is a great program. It allows people to continue to keep their jobs. And we get monthly billings. Part of our agreement is that if people can't afford to be on the program, we cover some of the ankle monitor and SCRAM expenses through the Defender program. So that good relationship with the sheriff's office really helps some citizens get back on their feet.
That's terrific. I think I
for Chief Polson before she gets up.
Right, yes, and for the collaboration. That's a wonderful thing in Davis County. All right, I move approval of this agreement with Mike Bowis for legal services for indigent persons.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank moving you on to Library Director Josh Johnson.
Thank you. This is Josh with the library. The contract that we're discussing today is with PBC Guru. We intend to join a library speakers consortium for $7,500. Contract begins July of this year and ends June 30th of 2023. What this is, normally we would contract with speakers and have author events. Normally those would cost around $4,000 each if they're a fairly well-known author. Sometimes it's actually more. We don't usually go for those authors. With this contract, we get something like 3 to 4 author events digitally. So a distance event, but we do 3 to 4 a month. And so for the price of 2 of the expensive author programs, we have a wider variety, and even some authors we'd never be able to get in person because they are too famous. We can get access to them for the public. So it's kind of a bargain as far as we're looking at it. It gives us wider reach, and actually we may want to partner with the senior services folks. Maybe this can be a distance event for them as well. So.
And did these happen pre-pandemic, or did they kind of?
No, this is sort of, I think this is an outgrowth. I've never heard of this consortium until they started advertising slightly toward the end of the pandemic. So.
Great, another silver lining. Let's see, Josh, you're at the end of the page, but that is all of yours. So I move approval of the Memorandum of Understanding, number 25.
Second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Chief Deputy Susan Polson from the Sheriff's Office. Take us home, Sheriff, Deputy. You got plenty.
Susan Polson, Chief Deputy with the Sheriff's Office. Item number 26 is approval of a federal non-disclosure agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation for Weber Basin Equalizing Reservoir Dam's Emergency Action Plan. No terms on that one. Item number 27 is an interlocal cooperation agreement to provide dispatch services for Sunset City. That's receivable in the amount of $20,591.76, and the term on that is July 1st of 22 through June 30th of 2023. Item number 28 is an interlocal cooperation agreement to provide dispatch services for Farmington City. That is a receivable in the amount of $104,953.29. It begins July 1st of 2022, goes through June 30th of 2023. Item number 29 is an interlocal cooperation agreement for dispatch services for Kaysville City, receivable in the amount of $138,646.32, begins July 1st of 2022 and goes through June 30th of 2023. Item number 30 is a service provider agreement with True Green for lawn care services at the Sheriff's Office. That's payable in the amount of $4,437.72, and that begins May 24th of 2022. Items number 31, 32, 33, 34, and 35 are all SCRAM, or Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, release of waiver liability agreements, and the amounts on these is varied based upon the tests used and the monitoring fees for each participant. They're all, none of them have separate terms. They're all the same thing, just different participants, which can't be named due to a treatment program participation. So is that good enough for those items on the SCRAM? Okay. Item number 36 is an amendment to a training reimbursement agreement with Ashton Olson. This is a payable in the amount of $5,084.69. Item number 37 is a training reimbursement agreement with Jordan Thomas Nelson. This is for special functions training and basic corrections training. This is a payable in the amount of $13,944. It begins on the date the deputy is sworn in and ends 2 years past that date. And last but not least, item number 38 is a training reimbursement agreement with Thomas Aaron Fisher for special functions and basic corrections training, a payable in the amount of $15,076. That begins the date he is sworn in and goes to 2 years beyond that date.
Terrific. Thank you for covering all of those. And I will move approval of items 26 through 38 as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to our consent items. First one is indigent abatement register.
All right. I move that we deny the first one and hold a hearing and approve the second one.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I second that. Yes, all in favor. Aye. Yeah. All right. Next item is the work session meeting minutes.
Yes, there's a bunch of these that we have read through. I move approval of work session minutes for March 22nd, 2022, March 29th, 2022, April 12th, 2022, April 19th, 2022 for the 9 a.m., April 19th, 2022 for the 11 a.m., May 2nd, 2022, May 3rd, 2022 for the 11 a.m. session, May 3rd, 2022, I guess, for the other session, and then May 11th at 2022. I also move approval of regular commission meeting minutes for April 19th of 2022 and April 26th of 2022. Thanks to all for scheduling those, helping us to do the agenda and do all those minutes.
And I'll second those motions, but real quick, just to notice to those out listening on the public, how many work sessions items we've been having. As you know, we like to have everything open and transparent, everything that we're discussing. And so some people out there in the wonderful world of elections try to say that the county government is not open and transparent. I call bullshit. So with that, go ahead and look at all those meeting minutes. Go ahead and read those meeting minutes. You can listen to them too. We are very open and very transparent about what we do in county government. And you can hear us and hear what our discussions. And we're very lively in our discussions too about what goes on. So and I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye. I move we recess to Board of Equalization.
All right. And I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioners.
All in favor?
Oh. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioners. On your Board of Equalization property tax register for May 24th, 2022, you have under auditor adjustments one request for a tax exempt status, and that is recommended that it be granted. Under abatements, you have three abatement requested and recommendation that all three be denied. Under corrections, you have nine veteran exemption tax abatements recommended. And then under treasure adjustments, you have various small dollar write-offs for a negative $2.13. And that is your property tax register for May 24th, 2022.
Thank you, Curtis. I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. I move that we reconvene commission meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Opportunity for comments. Neil? Curtis?
No, thank you.
Mr. Kamalu? Oh,
goodness, yes. It's been a little bit. I got to tour, and so have the other commissioners, each of us, I think, kind of individually, with Mitch Mayhern, the new medical wing, which is getting very close to being completed. What a project. Wow. And just really proud of that decision, recommendation by our sheriff and all of his team and budget officer and our commission. Very important and very timely project. We've been through a pandemic. Congregate housing is certainly been taken very seriously to keep people as healthy as possible, and this medical wing will help us be able to do that even better. So super, super pleased with that project. Just about finished. We had our Board of Health for the health department. Again, these are professionals from various disciplines, which is a policy-making group. They've been an incredible group for years. We renewed Troy Woods' reappointment. he's just one of several fantastic people who serve there, and it is a service at no compensation. And we were told about some recognitions that our health department has recently received, and I've asked for those to be presented in a commission meeting coming up so that they can let the entire public, not just the Board of Health, be aware of the great work of our health department, which is, you know, above and beyond even response to COVID-19. There's so much great work there. We also had our first, in the time of this commission since 2019, retreat for administrative officers. And that was to be able to be together for leadership training. It was very successful. It was on May the 4th. So the Human Resources Department was key to planning and preparing that training and outlining some really great speakers and opportunities for the leaders here in Davis County. This includes not only the elected leaders, and I think we have 10, how many do we have right now? And it'll be, we have 11 right now, okay. And because we've split the office starting in January for clerk and auditor, then we will have 12. So electeds, of course, are leaders, but also our department directors are tremendous leaders. And I'll just mention a quote that I shared that morning, which I really, really like. This is from a person whose last name is McQuillan on municipal law. Of course, that's city law, but just like cities are local government, counties are also local government, government closest to the people, transparent, and very service-oriented. So here's the quote, office. The term office implies a duty and a discharge of that duty. Public offices are created for the purpose of effecting the end for which government has been instituted, which is the common good, and not for the profit, honor, or private interest of any one man, family, or class of men. In our form of government, it is fundamental that a public office is a public trust. And I love that we have a lot of really great leaders taking care of Davis County and all of its residents. Lastly, I've mentioned it before, but I think it just needs repeated opportunities for our public and our entire Davis County family to be very much looking forward to the grand opening of the next door building, our Memorial Courthouse. Been a long time discussion preceding this commission. Once again, this commission made decisions to be able to do that historic renovation. Commissioner Elliott has been a key prior commission and this commission, and honestly, his longtime residency in Farmington, this wonderful county seat. So it has been a lot of work by a lot of people, a lot of really excellent work. On June the 9th, from 11 to 2, our county employees have the first opportunity to walk through the open house. That's on a Thursday, 11 to 2. And then on that evening is an opportunity for VIPs in the county, so city elected officials and managers and others through the county in a smaller session that evening, 6 p.m. There will be an unveiling of a puzzle that was created by someone famous. Eric Dowdle, I believe, is the name. And it's, of course, created especially for Davis County and unique to Davis County, and that will be unveiled that evening at the VIP reception. And then we're really looking forward to the public open house, which will be Friday, June the 10th, beginning at 1 o'clock. People should probably be there a little early. On the north side, where those beautiful columns are, and there will be a brief program at the beginning at 1 p.m. Our own chief deputy, Susan Polson will sing our national anthem. We've got talent in-house. Woo! Some other wonderful...
Yes, Susan.
Some other wonderful items in that brief opening ceremony, and then it's a grand opening where everyone can walk through from after that at 1 until all the way until 6 p.m. So a lot of us have been through and watched that progress for years and months, and it's just about done. Yep. So that's what I have.
Well, if we had grass, we could have Susan play on the band, but we can't plant any grass yet, so it's too bad. With that, I don't have any other comments. Just please come to the open house. It'll be great. I'll get that project wrapped up. And thank you, Commissioner Kamala, for all the words of what's going on in the county. As it's always a great highlight of what's going on and what we're doing and trying to get accomplished here in Davis County. And I will put a plug in that we have some great people and great people that are out there running for office, and just say we work hard here in Davis County and try to make this a better and improved place. So thank you.